You're tuned into the VSX Digital Sports Network.
I see
fire.
Listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Kicker, giving you that grief. Vegas Scoreboard Express.
Always spitting that explosive fire.
Baseball day. It's Saturday morning. It's baseball season. I'm back at you. JP the Ticket live. 107.1 FM, AM 1400 here, KSHP. Got my main man on the line to talk some baseball with me, Scotty. Beam him up, Webb, from the East Coast Sports Investors and MLB-Daily.com. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing, brother?
Hey, JP. Good morning, brother. I am good. It's not always I'm on a Saturday, but I love it.
That's what I'm talking about. Getting you guys up early this Saturday morning, finally getting warm out in Las Vegas. No more rain, no more cold weather. Thank God. And we're talking some baseball today. On the half hour, we're going to be talking a little bit of hockey with my main man, Ron, Third Down Best Bets. He's back today. Hit me up during the week, said, JP, I'm out in the field getting it done, but I wanted to give you a call about the hockey. So we'll be talking about that in about a minute. Going to pay a couple of bills and get started here again today. Like I told you, Scotty, baseball has been starting off pretty good, man. I've been looking at a lot of the pitching. I've been looking at some of the hitting. I've been looking at some of the coaching, just the way things are going right now with the early games. You look at the New York Yankees. These guys are 10-3. And then you look at the Cleveland Guardians. These guys are going to be playing today. We'll talk about it. 9-3. So we've got some really good teams. The Mets are clawing their way back to 500 early on in the season. That's always good to see. But, yeah, Scotty, good to have you here on a Saturday. Tell folks where they can get your website, get your picks, all the updates you have ready for them. And then when we get back from the short break, we're going to jump right into the grease. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can always follow me on Twitter. I mean, that's where I put out a lot of daily stuff. But I update my website. That's the main thing that I'm trying to do. It's MLB-Daily.com. There's a lot of things on there. There's baseball content. There's gambling content. But there's also, you know, free picks, free write-ups. There's all kinds of different things that you can get involved in. And if you wanted to support me, you can sign up for a membership there, too.
There you go. He's got some great package deals on the memberships. When I get back from this short commercial break, you guys hear it early. Something's in the line. Sounds like the grease. And I'm here to drop it for you. Let's make a few dollars in baseball and hockey today and get some money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball. Giving you that grease. Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
You're tuned into the VSX Digital Sports Network.
Turn that shit up. Give it
back at you live. JB the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express. My man Scotty beating him up web. MLB-Daily.com. Got to get you guys up early with that baseball, telling you where the cash is at here today. It is quite the day in baseball, and you can get all these baseball games on Fubo TV. I'm saving you 15%. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. So today, Scotty, we're talking about it. I'm going to keep it real with you, Scotty. I got up on the wrong side of the bed today. So the only thing that's going to make me feel better is to win some money. Okay, we got to win some money today. Baseball is on deck. The dogs are barking here. Wanted to get into the early game. We want to jump right into it today because baseball is a full slate on the line today. Watch these games on Fubo TV. Rotation number 933, the New York Yankees. These guys are America's team, favorite team around the country. Very valuable on the money line today. Minus 102, 56% of the money. They've got Clark Schmidt, the right-hander. Total is over 9. 8.5 is where a lot of people are putting their money. Cleveland Guardians, though, on the other side of that. Plus 125 on the run line, rotation number 934. So these are two of the better teams in the American League, Scotty. And when I take a look at what the Yankees are doing this year, they're really focused on offense, okay? 6-1 on the road, 10-3. Now we get to see the depth of that bullpen. We talked about this a couple of days ago when you were saying that data is going to be coming out within the next few days, and you're going to be providing it over on MLB-Daily.com. And we'll also provide a link to your website at jbtheticket.com. But when you look at this team today, talking about these New York Yankees, Clark Schmidt going up against the well-known Carlos Carrasco. He's normally good for the money. What do the Yankees have to do to have 56% of the bettors who put their money on the run line there with them to get cashed out today? I am liking the Yankees. I'm going to take a money line, though, and try to go to sleep. But this one may keep me up. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, the Yankees are the number two offense in baseball right now, and they've got a good cluster. So what that means is you know, you got an offense that lines up the batting order, and you know, if you got three or four guys within that batting order that are hot, that cluster is that will help your team. And currently, Soto, Stanton, Judge, and Volpe are all hot. So that's a good cluster, and that's a way to drive their offense. I think that they have the ability because, you know, Carrasco, I don't know, what is he, 55 years old now? Just kidding. He's old, and I obviously doesn't have the same stuff he did when he was younger, and I think they could take advantage of him. However, I don't think that you really want to mess around with this because, you know, the bullpen in Cleveland is number one. So if you get this game into the sixth or seventh inning, then that edge switches.
Right.
So even though the offense is really good for the Yankees, you know, you've got an edge in the first five innings, not the back half of the game. So I think you want to play this game in the first five innings. I don't mind the Yankees here. I think Schmidt is his stuff plus number. Now, stuff plus, maybe I should explain that. The stuff plus is a measurement of the way the ball moves. So it's horizontal movement, vertical movement. It also encapsulates velocity. It encapsulates his release and spin rate. So
right.
it's just measurement of how good the pitches are. It's his stuff is 113. Anything above 100 is good. 113 is really good. So his stuff is really good. He just hasn't put it all together. So I think he has a good chance today to hold Cleveland, and especially in the first five innings. And I call Cleveland's offense death by paper cut, man, because that team, they just find ways to squeak a ball through the infield and then another one, and then they hit a double and they got two runs all of a sudden and you're behind. So
right.
I think this is a good spot though, where, you know, you could play the Yankees in the first five innings. I wouldn't want to play them full game though.
Right. Doesn't want to play them in the full game. You want to take a look at them in the first five innings. They are in a doubleheader today, okay? So you want to look at that as well. Moving along to the other game here, I do like the Yankees on the run line. Some value there at plus 130. Moving along again, going down to my other New York team. Give them a shout out, the Mets. They're clawing their way back today. if not their best pitcher on the mound, rotation number 918, the New York Mets. They're going up on the line today with Sean Manaea. He's the left-hander who has been getting them strikeouts, but they got a terrible home record at 2-5, 1-6 on the run line at home. That's no good, but they're playing a team right now that are shocking a lot of people. Talking about these Kansas City Royals, Alex Marsh coming in today at 9-5. They're terrible on the road as well, though. And this is where I think some cash can be had. 2-2 on the road on the run line, 1-3. They're not getting it done. This is a long travel. It's going to be soggy in New York. There were some storms over the weekend. Rotation number 917, the Kansas City Royals. I like the Mets in this one today. A tight one, okay? The Mets right now, 8.5 on the run line. I'm not sure if Manaea is going to be focusing on the strikeouts today or if he's going to be trying to pitch an efficient game, all right? Meaning that even if you get to base, he's going to rely on some of that good fielding that we've seen over the past couple of games with the Mets that have gotten them back at 6-7. But don't let that confuse you because they are a true dog today at 2-5 at home. Go ahead, Scotty. The total in the run line as well is 8.5. Go ahead.
Yeah, baseball is really interesting, right? So they play 162 games, and I always try to tell people the way you want to win in baseball is figure out the streaks in between. So, you know, the Mets started off as a team that couldn't score any runs, and they were getting you know, booed at home because they were just terrible. And then all of a sudden they started hitting, and they're hitting to the degree right now that over the last 7 days they're the number one offense in baseball. So it's amazing how baseball works that way, and that's what you want to do is you when those teams are hot, you bet on them, right? So
right.
So Kansas City's been hot too, though. So especially on offense, but in this matchup, I think what you have is you have Manaea, who's a veteran. He's been around a little bit. He's been with, you know, he was with Oakland. He's been with the Giants. Now he's with the Mets. He's trying to get back to his self where, you know, at one time he was a pretty dominant starting pitcher. He's had two good starts to this point, but I don't know what to make of him because his stuff plus number is 85. And, you know, I told you 100's average. So that's kind of below average. He's still getting outs. He's doing well. So I'm not sure exactly what to make of that, and especially when he's off of two good starts. So typically a pitcher that's off of two good starts like that, and he's not an ace, meaning that he doesn't go out there and throw 97 miles an hour and it's kind of hard to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get hit at some point. So I think he's what I would consider to be what's called regression ripe. And that doesn't mean it's going to happen today. It might happen the next time, but I think he's very hittable.
All right, so let's talk about that. When you say hittable, I want to look at that total at 8.5. I was thinking about buying it back a run to 7.5, but go ahead with March because if Manaea is hittable, I think you're going to go the way I'm thinking to finish you up. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Marsh is kind of an average pitcher, so think about that, right? You have an average pitcher going against the number one offense in baseball. So I think there's going to be runs in this game, and the wind in this game is 19 miles an hour blowing out to right field. So I tend to think that this is going to be an over.
There you go. I like the over here. Talking about it, 8.5. If you can do it, buy it back the hook or buy a whole bird there on it. Scotty, beam him up, Webb, baseball expert here, VSX. Want to thank you for your contribution, Scotty. You've been around for years. It's time for you to get your features. It is summertime. Thanks to everybody else been on the show. Shout out my main man, Legal Lee, Ronnie B, Las Vegas. These guys are the local guys in each of these books, telling them where to listen each and every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 12 on the East Coast, KSHP.com here in Vegas, 107.1 FM and AM 1400. And of course, on my website, jbtheticket.com. So when we get back from the short commercial break, we're going to have a little bit of hockey for you. That's right. Golden Knights just got into the playoffs. They squoke in by the skin of their skate. A little bit of eye shavings, but they're in there. We're going to have him on, Ron Third Down Best to tell you where to put the cash at. So you know what time it is. Let's wake up early in this morning and get some more money.
You're listening to the boss of the big four, JP the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express.
It's time to wake up and win the weekend.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball,
JP the Kicker,
giving you that grease.
Join me every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time for the live action on Vegas Scoreboard Express on KSHP 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Dive into the game day with my in-depth analysis, expert predictions, and winning plays from the sharpest minds in sports betting. It's more than just placing bets. It's about securing wins. Head over to jbtheticket.com and be sure to tune in to KSHP this weekend from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time to ride the winning wave with VSX. Tune in and get your money back from the sports book. All money, all sports, no bull.
Missed the live show? Subscribe to Vegas Scoreboard Express on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts and radio listening.
The London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu is the perfect place to vacation in style. Their beautifully designed suites include stunning views, a kitchenette, and free Wi-Fi. The well-reviewed and affordable resort has tons of amenities, including a breakfast buffet, kids camp, a 9-hole golf course, 3 pools, a marina, boat tours, a water slide, and a great nightlife scene. London Bridge Resort is centrally located in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Go to londonbridgeresort.com to plan your getaway today. London Bridge Resort, your Arizona oasis destination.
In times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. We salute those who have given their lives for our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten.
This salute is courtesy of Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, serving our area with quality and pride. For a fantastic meal, stop by 1331 West Warm Springs Road in Henderson or call them at 725-214-4140. That's 725-214-4140. Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, on the air, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free thanks to our brave.
Yo, 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 yo. You're in the mood.
World's finest, man.
You are rocking with the hottest. Put your hands up for the boss. The Mixmaster is live. Get ready.
You're listening to the boss of the big boy.
Back at you live, JP the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. I got my two cohorts on the line with me. Scotty, beam him up, Webb from MLB-Daily.com. And my main man, Ron Third Down Best Bets, VSX Digital Sports Contributor and co-host. It's been a while. Ron Third Down, how you been, buddy? Got to make some cash in this hockey today, man. We got the NHL playoff picture shaken up today. And the Golden Knights again in Las Vegas got in last night. By the shave of the ice on the skate, taking care of the Minnesota Wild. I think that was Marc-Andre Fleury standing up there going, man, my agent did me dirty putting me up here. But anyway, Ron Third Down, man, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I told you I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but once I get here at the VSX Studios over at KSHP, we're making a lot of things happen. Again, my main man, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. He's still on the line with me. Scotty, want to make sure you're still hooked up down in Tampa. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I'm all good, brother.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of hockey. Then we're going to get into some baseball, mix it up for the rest of the half hour with you guys. Thank you for listening here in Las Vegas and around the area on 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Let's talk a little bit about this Eastern Conference here. New York Islanders. It's a New York thing today. Talking about it. Rotation number one, New York Islanders versus rotation number two, the New York Rangers. This is an evenly matched game. 5.5 on the puck line. Islanders, they're giving you the dog position. They got a win to get in. Plus 150 on the money line. Plus 1.5 on the puck line. True dog today. But the New York Rangers are standing in their way, trying to make sure that they shut it out and try not to have a subway series. Going over to you, Ron Third Down, how do you see this one shaping up? Are the New York Rangers ready to become dominant, play spoiler, or are the New York Islanders going to keep this train rolling because they won 3 of their last 4, and today is that must win? Go ahead.
I like the Islanders today. I think they're the first team in right now, so they're fighting for their lives right now. So I like them today. The Rangers have not played well lately. They've been in what I call cruise mode, just getting ready for the playoffs. And I definitely would stick with the Islanders today.
Telling you, stick with those Islanders, dog. Win by one, lose by none. Get the money on the money line. Ron Third Down Best Bets again, sticking with you on the hockey side. Going over to the Western Conference, the nemesis of VGK, the Dallas Stars. If they can beat the Seattle Kraken today, they're going to clinch that Western Conference, possibly be that number one seed, maybe get a couple of games off before the playoffs. But unfortunately, if they're number one, and we know VGK is number eight, we got to gear up for this one here. Talk to me about it. Where do you see that one going with Dallas today? Go ahead.
Oh, Dallas will clinch today. They're a fine-tuned machine right now. They're starting to really play well. They want to keep it going, and they will win this game today.
Rotation number four, the Dallas Stars, minus 1.5 on the puck line. That gets you plus 105 if they can win by two. The money line is a bit more expensive, minus 240. Rotation number three, the Seattle Kraken, plus 1.5, plus 200. Over and under on this puck line is a six. Where do you think this one goes for the total? Go ahead.
I like the 4-5 range. If it's a total six, I like the under in this game.
He likes the under in this game. 4-5, thinks it's going to be a defensive scrum. Scotty, beam him up, Webb. We're going to take it down south to you. Rotation number 11, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Minus 1.5 today. These guys are favored to beat the Capitals on the road. Rotation number 12, Washington, plus 1.5. On the puck line, that's going to be able to get you minus 2.5, okay? So you're going to be seeing a lot of that flip-flop value today because of the way the NHL playoffs are shaping up. Plus 120 in the dog position for Washington. Tampa Bay, they're looking to get back. Do you think that's a possibility for them, or are we just looking at one of these games where you say, look, we're just going to skate, and we're going to jump into it? Scotty, and then I'll go over to you, Ron. Go ahead.
Well, Tampa Bay's already in the playoffs. They're a wild card team. They've already made it. The Capitals, you know, they got 85 points, and Pittsburgh has 86. So that's the team that they have to knock out. So this is a big game for Washington. Tampa Bay can't improve their seeding their spot at all. So I would suspect that this is game number 80, and they only play 82. So there's only a few games left. I think that this is one of those games where Washington probably is the better side.
He likes Washington at home in the dog position today. Going back over to you, Ron, Third Down Best Bets. Again, we talk about these teams that are already in the playoffs, bringing up those Tampa Bay Lightning to represent for Scotty. You talk about this team here, the Washington Capitals. They can improve and get a few more points, but do you think they're just that far away from the door? But in that relationship to that, to win some money today, do you like them plus 120 on home ice? Go ahead.
I do like Washington today. I think they need this game more than Tampa Bay, and I like their goalie, Charlie Lindgren. He's been playing really well this year. 5 shutouts. His goals against average is 2.78. He's got a .908 save percentage. He's been the better goalie of the two so far statistically.
Right.
So I definitely like Washington today.
Liking the Washington Capitals in the dog position. I was going to say that as well. When I see a team like Tampa Bay, when I see a team going up again, like the New York Rangers, if you're already in the playoffs in hockey, they tend to do a lot more of the resting and load management towards the end of the season, okay? They want their stars to play. You know what I mean? Unless they're hurt, of course. But when they get into the playoffs, you know that happens. Going over to you again, Ron, Third Down. Any other games you see on the line today where the fans can make a couple of dollars? Go ahead.
Well, I definitely think Pittsburgh over Boston. Pittsburgh has really been on it lately. They're in a very similar position. I mean, they're at 86 points right now, right behind the Islanders, so they really need this game. And Sidney Crosby has just been on fire lately. He's really playing well.
Talking about that dog position. Rotation number 18, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Go ahead.
I also like Toronto over Detroit. I think Austin, you know, Matthews is chasing the goal record of the season this season, so I think they're going to keep playing the way they're playing. I just see that a lot of teams are going to keep rolling today. But these teams that are on the cusp, they need these games. They have to win. So I also like Ottawa over Montreal, too. So Ottawa's been playing really good hockey. They're not going to make it, but they're one of the hottest teams in the last 2 weeks.
Talking about the Ottawa Senators, rotation number 14, going up against the Montreal Canadiens, rotation number 13. Again, Ron, Third Down Best Bets, thank you so much for your hockey analysis. Now, that's how you run down the money line board. Tell them where they can get the picks that you're not giving out for free today on the air, on your social medias, and all that other good stuff. Go ahead.
I'm at RaiderHawk1 on Instagram and RaiderHawk0001 on the X or Twitter.
There you go. Scotty, beam him up.
Web. Find me on jbtheticket.com.
Yep, there you go. Of course, you can find him on jbtheticket.com. They hadn't been able to find you the last couple of weeks, but we're glad to have you back. Of course, Scotty, beam him up. Web here. Going to jump back into the baseball with both of you guys after I come back from this short commercial break. Half hour straight baseball grease. Scotty, when we get back, we're going to talk about them because last night it was a good game and I liked what I saw out of them. Going to talk about this interleague game play between San Francisco and Tampa Bay. Keep it locked here with me, Scotty Beeman of Webb, and Ron Third Down Best Bets, the guys that are here in Vegas and around the country giving you the best sports betting plays. So let's get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big boy, JP the Ticket.
Big Dogs Brewing Company, open 24-7, is an award-winning brewery, a full-service catering business, and a fun, smoke-free brew pub restaurant with a full-service bar, including over 35 craft beers on tap, 35 multi-denomination slot machines, the best gaming promotion, and a lively, dog-friendly outdoor patio. Big Dogs Brewing Company, 4543 North Ratchewood Gray. Find out more at BigDogsBrews.com.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mood.
World's finest, man.
Catch you live, waking you up early here Saturday. KSHB AM 1400. Scotty, beam him up. Web, MLB-daily.com. Ron Third Down Best Bets, VSX Digital host and contributor here with me. Talking some baseball, talking some hockey today, telling you where that cash is at. Let's jump right back into it. Getting to the money rotation number 928. The Tampa Bay Rays, I bet them yesterday. Thank God. Win by one, lose by none. You guys know my mantra out there. 2-1 over the San Francisco Giants, and one of those was a walked-in run, okay? Man, I had to sweat 9 innings, and the only other run was basically almost an error, but I don't think they called it. Tampa Bay going back with Ryan Pepiot. These guys are like, look, we're going to keep riding this kid because he's winning. You guys have got a winning record, Scotty. 4-4 at home. I don't mind it this early. 8-6. You know how baseball works. You get hot. San Francisco Giants, well, living in that cesspool, it's kind of tough to stay focused. Logan Webb on the mound today. Right-hander rotation number 927. You see it on the news. It's not nothing. I'm not knocking you again. Shout out my folks in the Bay Area. It happens here in Vegas, too. You know, there was a store run out the other day. Don't want to get too much into it. But the San Francisco Giants are not looking like the World Series perennial contenders that we saw at least a half decade ago. 5-9. in a heavy dog position today going up against these Tampa Bay Rays. I like what I saw with the Tampa Bay Rays. They can hit the ball. They can get on base. But they allowed San Francisco, who has a pretty good starting pitching lineup, okay, the guy that they had out there yesterday, can't really remember his name, but he had a really good slider, and it was getting a lot of guys out. However, they beat themselves. San Francisco has no bats. They just don't. I'm going with Tampa Bay again today to get me some more cash. Gotti, go ahead.
Yeah, this one's kind of an interesting game in the sense that San Francisco, you know, Webb is the best pitcher that they have, and theoretically he's one of the best pitchers in the National League. So his arsenal is a little different, though. I mean, like, he doesn't go out there and throw, you know, 97 miles an hour, and he's not hittable. I mean, there's contact made on his stuff, and you know, if he's facing a team that actually it doesn't strike out that often, then they're going to put balls in play. And when you put balls in play, you get guys on base. When you get guys on base, you have opportunity to score, right?
So, right.
I think that when you think about this game, Pepio, who's pitching for the Rays, they got him in the Dodgers, from the Dodgers in the deal for Glass now. So he's got really good stuff. Now, he's going to go out there and he's going to throw 96, 97. He's going to be hard to hit. But he's off of a really great game the last time out. And the concern here is the San Francisco Giants can't hit. They're 28th out of 30 teams in offense right now. So
no bats.
They've scored 15 runs in the last six games. I mean, that's less than three a game. That's terrible in Major League Baseball. So that puts them in a bad spot to try to take advantage of a pitcher that maybe they could. And I think the Rays are in a spot where, you know, they're going to have to fight to battle against Webb. And I think that in this, you know, San Francisco doesn't come here that often. So they don't play Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay. And I think that puts a little bit of an advantage to Tampa Bay, just in a sense that there's familiarity there. And you know, this is like a pick'em game. But in theory, I think the Rays have just a slightly better edge than that. And I think it's a bettable edge. I think you could bet the Rays today.
Moving with the Tampa Bay Rays, rotation number 928, taking a money line. Guys should be able to get you -110. Throwing this one over to you, Ron, third down best bets. Let's talk about the other Bay Area team. They're supposed to be coming out to Vegas in about, I don't know, 25 years. We thought they were coming this year. Well, they're doing a little bit better. The Oakland Athletics, rotation number 926, 6-8, 2-6 at home, kind of like in between a dog and in between a weenie. Joe Boyle on the mound today, right-hander, plus 114 on the money line, playing another team. You know I like this young kid out of Whiteville, North Carolina, Mackenzie Gore. The left-hander, 48% of the money is on these guys. Rotation number 925, the Washington Nationals, okay? Mackenzie Gore has got good stuff. I think this is one of the first five-inning type bets. I'm going with Washington to win the first five innings here because what Mackenzie Gore was able to do the last time I bet on him, he gave me a good five and a half, six innings. Go ahead, Ron, third down.
Well, like you mentioned about the last team, Oakland doesn't hit. Their team batting average is 197 right now, 29th in baseball. So they don't hit the ball. So, and Mackenzie Gore is a really good young pitcher. He's been really on it so far this year. Joe Boyle had been impressive early in games, but it only lasts a few innings. And then they get to him about the third, fourth inning. Too many walks, not enough control. And I really like Washington in this matchup today.
I'm telling you right now, you got to go with the Washington Nationals. Should be in the dog position. They got 48% of the money. It's not very expensive. Again, rotation number 925, Washington, -123 on the money line. Take the money line and go to sleep. Going over to you, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. The total in this game, when you talk about a team like the Oakland Athletics that can't hit, going up against a strong starting pitcher in Mackenzie Gore, do you like that first five-inning bet I was telling folks about? Because that's where I'm going with this one. Nationals win the first five. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the pitcher for the Oakland A's, Boyle. And if you haven't seen Boyle, he's like 6'7". I mean, he's a monster out on the mound. He's a little tall, skinny guy, but he throws 98 to 100 miles an hour. So he's a big fastball guy. He throws real hard. And I think that, you know, when you haven't seen him, and this is your first time going through, you know, the pitcher always has the advantage there. But one of the things that Washington doesn't do is they don't strike out that much. Their strikeout percent is only 19.6%. So they don't strike out that often. So in this particular spot, you know, I can see where, you know, okay, Mackenzie Gore's been around a little bit now. He pitched, you know, he was a big prospect for the Padres. They traded him over to the Nationals. He's kind of getting there. He's turning the corner a little bit now, and this is one of those games where Mackenzie Gore, if you really want to believe in him, he needs to turn the corner and be able to beat the Oakland A's. So I think this is one of those spots where, you know, I don't think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. I think this is more of an under kind of game. And at the same time, I say that, especially in the first five innings with these pitchers. So I would say it's a first five inning type of under game. And I also don't mind Mackenzie Gore as you know, being the better pitcher if you wanted to bet on the Nationals either.
There you go. I'm telling you, that's where the cash is at in this game. Liking it a lot. Going to take a short commercial break, guys. Got to pay a couple of bills. When we get back in, we're going to jump back over to the hockey side again. Ron Thurtown, Best Bet. So glad that you're back on the show today. Scotty, beam him up, web, MLB-daily.com. Give a quick shout-out, both of you guys. Tell folks where you can. Shout-outs to friends and fam. I'm getting ready to get another cup of coffee. You guys go ahead. Scotty, I'll throw it over to you, and then Ron, we'll take it with you to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to make a shout-out to my wife real quick, only because, you know, today is she took a part-time job today just to have something else to do on the weekends, and she's actually working down here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I thought that was pretty cool.
There you go, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Shout-out my main man, Jake Pappy, up in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, greater Pittsburgh area. Ron Thurtown, take us to break. Go ahead.
Got to mention my big boy, Hard Rock Hamilton. Don't want to forget him. He's got a story coming up soon, and he's really got a lot of work going on with that. And got to mention Ronnie B. He's been tearing it up over at the Rampart like always, winning away.
There you go. Winning those cash and tickets. When I get back from this commercial break, we're going to touch on some more hockey, mention a little bit of NFL draft stuff, and then our best plays of the day. Keep it locked here with me, JB the Ticket, 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JB the Ticket.
Located only 4 miles from downtown Colorado Springs and just 10 miles from Pikes Peak, Hyatt Place Colorado Springs Garden of the Gods offers spacious rooms featuring contemporary decor with stylish furnishings, including divided living and sleeping areas, the Hyatt Grand Bed, state-of-the-art media and work center, a 42-inch flat panel high-definition television that easily integrates with laptops and other devices, and complimentary breakfast is included in your stay. Hyatt Place Colorado Springs Garden of the Gods at 503 West Garden of the Gods Road. Visit HyattPlace.com.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JB the Ticket.
I'm back on the line with you guys. We're shaking it up a little bit here. JB the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express giving you guys the grease that you want to have on this Saturday morning to put cash in your pocket. My main man, Scotty, beam him up, Webb, and Ron Thurtown, Best Bets. Jumping back into the hockey today. Want to talk about this game. Another game that a lot of folks have been telling me about. They're like, look, what's going to happen? If this team wins, what say ye about the other teams? I'm like, look, man, Vegas Golden Knights got in. We just want to see how this one leans out. We're talking about those Columbus Blue Jackets, rotation number 19. Columbus Blue Jackets plus 1.5, plus 230 on the money line. That's the big dog. A lot of guys were like, look, these guys are playing for something as well. I just don't see it with this particular team. But when you go back into it and you talk about playoff hockey, going over to you, Ron, a third down best bets, is this even a valuable game to bet on? I mean, these guys have a terrible record. They're not doing anything. And Nashville also has a terrible record. I think it's two turds in a bucket. However, from a money line perspective, this is one where you may be able to get some value. Go ahead.
Well, Nashville's not a bad team. They just haven't really been able to gel this year. They've had moments where they've gone on streaks. They've looked really good, but they're just kind of an average team. But they are going to the playoffs, so Columbus has nothing to play for. But Columbus, they're very tough at home. They're not a good road team. So I definitely would take Nashville. Nothing more, just a pride factor than anything else.
Right.
But I mean, I really think
they're
the better team. They're the better team. They don't want to lose at home to Columbus. And these teams that have already clinched, it's tough. A lot. It's hard to say who's going to play. A lot of them aren't announcing until right before the game.
Right.
But I really think Nashville's where the money is on this. I don't see Columbus doing much on the road today.
Right. That's what I was saying. I mean, my buddy was like, look, man, you told me about these playoff teams. And, you know, I'm like, look, man, the Blue Jackets, I don't know. All right, let's jump back into some Major League Baseball. Got about 10 minutes left, guys. Wanted to talk about this one. A lot of doubleheaders today, a lot of interleague play. Scotty, I want to get your thoughts on that. As Major League Baseball has really gotten into, quote-unquote, interleague play, do you think that dilutes the records for the playoffs from each division side and each league side? The American and the National League mixing the way they are so early, not doing it in a World Series setting. Do you think that kind of dilutes the record a bit? Because when you say, okay, well, the Yankees are American League East Division champs, yada, yada, but they got to play a bunch of interleague games. So if you take that into consideration, as I said, do you think that just dilutes the record a little bit, especially going into the mid-stretch of the season? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, JB. And last year the Major League Baseball made a rule change, and one of the rule changes, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the pitch clock, and they talk about, you know, the shift and all that stuff. But one of the rule changes that they did was the schedule. So they now have what's called a balanced schedule. So what that means is that every single team that plays the same opponents other than the team that's in their division. And before, there was an unbalanced schedule there where, you know, say like the Yankees, but, you know, would have to play a team like, we'll say, the Baltimore Orioles, who, you know, 5 years ago were losing 100 games a year. Mm-hmm. So and they got to play them 28 times. So that's a big advantage to those teams that are playing the other team. So, and then there was the interleague play that was rotational. So it would go and say, okay, well, you know, maybe the American League East plays the National League Central this year, whereas somebody else's league would play the National League East, and that was a much tougher division. So, so now the way it works is that every team plays every team. That doesn't necessarily mean you have a home and away series with them. It just means you play every team, just like everybody else does. So it's a very fair schedule. So when your results at the end of the season come out, the only variance that you're going to have will be within your own division and what your own team divisions look like. So if you want to win the American League East and do halfway decent against the interleague play, you're going to be fine. And I think that's as fair a schedule as you can probably produce in a 162 game schedule when you want to incorporate that kind of play.
Right. Thank you for that explanation. Running this one over to you, Ron, third down. Today is a big interleague big interleague day in relationship to baseball. And when you talk about it from, like I said, that value where you used to could really handicap leagues, okay? I remember when my uncle back in the day, he would always handicap National League games, okay, because we were Mets guys. And then the other half of the family, they were American League cappers. When they looked at the Yankees and when they looked at, like I said, American League East, when we got down into the Atlanta Braves schedule. National League, we knew if a team can dominate their league and dominate their division, you could take a futures ticket, you know, and try to get some money with that. But like I said before, with interleague play, if you take a team that never's really played this team, like we looking at San Francisco and Tampa Bay last night, Tampa Bay winning 2-1, getting these opportunities, okay? You go back to that and you say to yourself, well, are we really assessing anything other than this is entertainment? Because in reality, Tampa Bay and San Francisco wouldn't play each other unless they made it to the World Series. And now you're looking at it and saying, well, these games are in early in the season. Some of them are in the middle of the season. And I've heard some people say a little bit different from Scotty. They're saying, well, this kind of dilutes the record, and these are useless games. Early on in the season, we need to focus on who's going to be leading the division and who's going to start putting themselves in the standings for the actual league, National League, American League. Because if you take a team that could be first in the American League, but they lost four or five interleague games, and now they're down 3.5 games in their division, but those weren't division games and they weren't league games, that's what I'm talking about, diluting that record, possibly taking teams and putting them in a lesser position due to these types of games. Go ahead, Ron, third down, and then we'll get into our best plays of the day. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see that point of view. Me, I'd rather have them do it early in the year than late in the year. You know, I'm going to quote a couple of years ago when the Dodgers and Giants both had 100 wins. You know, they had, I think, 7-8 games coming up in the last, you know, 14 days of the season. It was good to know who they were. It was the dogfight, and everybody knew what was coming. And it was really exciting to watch those games. You know, you don't want the Dodgers playing, you know, Baltimore the last game of the season. I mean, that's... If they go well, they're going to see them in the World Series. You know, you don't want to do that late. So if they're going to do it, they should do it early like they're doing it as much as possible, in my opinion.
Right, right.
That way you can focus on your division, the big games for the playoffs.
Right, right. I still think, though, that it is, in my opinion, a dilution of your division and your league record. Because, again, if you're behind, like you look at the National League here today, you got Atlanta at Miami, rotation number 903. Atlanta's got 73% of the money. Chris Sale, we all know what he's about. But they're playing someone who's in round in their division, the Miami Marlins, rotation number 904. Now, we all know Miami stinks this year, okay? 2-12, 0-8 at home, yada, okay? But when Miami goes on its interleague play, and let's say it gets hot against some of those American League teams, we know that they are not winning National League games, but if they get hot in interleague play and pick up a few more wins, and again, it's diluting their record, alluding that they can actually win games, I just think that they're playing a little bit rougher teams in the other league. And that's where I'm talking about the inability for people to actually get structured and to look at this from a betting perspective of saying, well, if the last five games were interleague play and now we're going back into division play, if the division players were playing within the league and not doing the interleague play, I think that division teams would have much more of an advantage based on, again, travel and knowledge of what they're facing. Go ahead. Scotty.
Which one of us?
I was throwing it at Scotty. Yeah. I'm seeing something here on my screen. I'm like I told you, today was one of those days. But go ahead, Scotty, then we'll get to the best plays today and get up out of here.
No, that's all right. So my perspective on this is going to be that you say it's diluted because of playing international or not international, but the interleague teams. And I can understand that. So your argument basically would be is they should play more divisional games and less interleague games.
Right, right, right.
Because no team is playing an unfair amount of interleague games, and or no team anymore is playing an unfair schedule of interleague teams. They right. all play the same one.
Right.
So all of that is very fair. So then it becomes as to what they were talking about before is how do you then incorporate a schedule where you don't run into that unfairness of schedule, because to make the schedule balance, they took out some of those divisional games so that they could have every team play every team. So So if you got to have it one way or the other, you probably can't have both.
There you go. Understanding that, guys. Let's jump into it. Getting ready to lock in with our best plays of today. Ron Third Down, Best Bets, Scotty, Beam Him Up Web, MLB-Daily.com, JBTheTicket.com, VegasScoreboardExpress.com for Ron. Thank you both for coming on the show today. Like I said, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but we were able to get here to the studio and give you the best plays. So let's go ahead. Got about 2 minutes left to give you each a minute apiece. What's your best play of the day? Any sport, any league? Let's get the money. Go ahead. Ron, Third Down.
Well, I think – go ahead.
Hello.
I like my game.
Yeah,
my
go ahead.
Game with the Patriots. Toronto over the Rockies today. I like the Blue Jays. We're going to go interleague to match what we're talking about.
All right, interleague, Toronto, Blue Jays, Scotty, Beam Him Up Web. Sorry to cut you off there. I told you I'm not all the way on the grease today, but I am here, and I'm making it happen. About to get out of here and go get another cup of coffee. But, Scotty, again, best play of the day. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful out there today. But one of the plays I like today is I like the Chicago Cubs with Imanaga today against Seattle and Hancock. I think you can get a little bit of value there. Plus, I think Hancock is just not very good.
There you go. I'm going with my main man from Whiteville, North Carolina, the Wolfpack. Mackenzie Gore, first five innings. Take the left-hander. Should be able to get you paid over those hapless Oakland A's. Again, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I got to get out of here, get some more coffee. Final shout-outs. Go ahead with you, Scotty. And then Ron, Third Down, we'll let you take them out like you used to last year. Thank you so much for coming back on today. It's time to get the money. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, I'd just like everybody to come to my website, see what I have to offer. There's plenty of things there and plenty of things coming. So I'm pretty excited.
There you go. Go to MLB-Daily.com for Scotty Beam Him Up Web's plays. We're going to be back tomorrow for Baseball Sunday, our regular day. I'll be ready tomorrow. I'm going to make sure we get that rest. Ron, a Third Down, Best Bets. Go ahead and let's get out of here.
Got to mention my buddy Lee over at the Rampart, and John, if he's listening, the crew at Smith, the Morgan Booth, and my super fan, Kayla. Thanks for all listening, everybody.
There you go, guys. It's time to wake up and do one thing, get to the book and get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express.
Giving you that grease.